Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 447 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 107. I told them after I went home at 2:30, I went to Joe Carr's saloon and got 15 worth of beer. I don't remember telling them that I went there between 3 and 4 o'clock. The detectives talked to me nearly every day after I made my first statement, sometimes hours at a time. No, they didn't cuss me. Yes, I sent for Black on May 24th. When the statement came out in the papers, that's the time I sent for him. As to how I knew it came out in the papers, I heard the boys across the street hollering extra papers. Mr. Black came down after I sent for him, and I told him it's awful hot in here, and I told him I was going to tell him something, but I wasn't going to tell him all of it now. I told him that I would tell him part and hold back part. Scott and Black were both there. Yes, I told Mr. Black on May 24th, the time I made the second statement, that I helped tote the little girl. I sure remember that. I think I told them about Mr. Frank getting me to watch for him, that he told me he struck a girl and for me to go back and get her. I didn't give Mr. Frank clear away that time. I kept something back. I don't remember now whether I told them at that time or not. I don't know whether I told them about going down the basement or not. The first time I told them, I wrote the notes on Friday. They didn't tell me my story wouldn't fit. I don't remember them telling me anything about changing my statement. I told them that was all I had to say. They never told me they wanted me to tell anything else. They didn't say anything to me that it didn't sound right. Mr. Black talked to me right smart. Each Mr. Lanford talked to me a little. No, they never talked to me a whole day. As to why I changed my statement from Friday to Saturday, I put it on Saturday because I was at the factory on Saturday. As to why I didn't put myself there on Saturday, the blame would be put on me. I